Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump warns Iran after American forces intercept attack on his destroyers exiting Strait of Hormuz. Saudi Arabia suspends US military access to its bases and airspace. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri reviews India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership in Abu Dhabi. Nepal's Constitutional Council recommends Supreme Court Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma as country's next Chief Justice. Measles outbreak in Bangladesh kills 12 more children within 24 hours. US President Donald Trump warned that the US will knock Iran a lot harder and more violently after US forces intercepted Iranian attacks on three American destroyers as they exited the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said, three American destroyers passed safely through the Strait of Hormuz under Iranian attack. He claimed missiles and drones were fired at the ships but were destroyed by US defenses, causing heavy damage to Iranian forces. On the other hand, Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, claimed that the United States initiated the confrontation by carrying out what it described as aggression against an Iranian oil tanker and another vessel. In reply, the IRGC responded to these actions with missile and drone attacks targeting U.S. ships. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia suspended U.S. military access to its bases and airspace, forcing President Donald Trump to abruptly abandon his plan to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz, two U.S. officials have confirmed. The move marks a significant setback for Washington's Gulf strategy, with a key regional ally effectively blocking the operation known as Project Freedom before it could gain traction. Mr. Trump has shifted focus to diplomacy, describing recent talks with Iran as very good and saying a permanent deal is very possible.
Iran is now reviewing a 14-point U.S. proposal to end the war, with Tehran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi calling for dialogue and diplomacy. The proposed framework would pause hostilities and open a 30-day window of final negotiations, even though core issues including Iran's nuclear program would be left for later talks. Washington says it expects an Iranian response imminently. The diplomatic picture remains fluid. Iran has not publicly confirmed acceptance of any terms, and Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Khalibaf has dismissed some media reports as fake. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met the UAE Minister of State for International Cooperation and Special Envoy for India, Reem Al Hashimi, in Abu Dhabi to review the India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership and global issues of mutual interest. We have a report.
According to the Ministry of External Affairs, both sides discussed progress in trade, investment, energy, defense, fintech, health, education, culture, and people-to-people ties. They also discussed ways to deepen cooperation and also exchanged views on the regional situation and global issues of mutual interest. It is stated that both sides positively assessed the progress made on the decisions taken during the visit of the President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, to India in January 2026, and the visit of the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in February 2026. Mr. Misri also took part in a trilateral meeting between India, France, and United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi, along with Reem Al Hashimi and Martin Brains, Secretary General of the Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs of France. The three countries agreed to strengthen their partnership and work on a roadmap with clear timelines. With Mayur's report, Vishal Kumar for World News.
President of Vietnam Tho Lam has emphasized that India and Vietnam together have a significant opportunity to play a pivotal role in the global supply chain in today's changing world order. Addressing the India-Vietnam Business Forum in Mumbai, Mr. Lam highlighted that the current global scenario is indeed a challenge but also an opportunity to elevate cooperation between India and Vietnam to a new level. Speaking on the occasion, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis asserted that entrepreneurs, investors and professionals from the technology and manufacturing sectors in countries like India and Vietnam will shape the future of Asia.
India and Vietnam offer something important to the world: trusted partnership, stable governance, economic dynamism, and long-term strategic confidence. The future of Asia will be built by entrepreneurs, innovators, investors, technology leaders, manufacturers, and young people from countries like India and Vietnam working together.
After concluding his visit to India, the Vietnamese president arrived in Sri Lanka last night on a two-day state visit aimed at deepening bilateral ties and boosting trade and investment cooperation. The visit, undertaken at the invitation of Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake, coincides with the 55th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries and marks the first visit by a Vietnamese president to Sri Lanka in 15 years. This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Nepal, the Constitutional Council has recommended the name of Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma for the post of Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Dr. Sharma is fourth in the seniority order among the six candidates sent by the Judicial Council. The meeting was chaired by Prime Minister Balendra Shah. In the past, the Constitutional Council used to recommend the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court based on seniority. This time, the Constitutional Council meeting has recommended Dr. Sharma's name, bypassing the order of seniority. Bangladesh's measles outbreak continued to worsen on Thursday as 12 more children died from measles and measles-like symptoms within 24 hours, including six deaths reported in Dhaka Division, according to the Director General of Health Services, DGHS. In its latest situation report, the DGHS said one of the deceased children had tested positive for measles, while the remaining 11 showed measles-related symptoms. The fatalities were reported from several divisions, including Dhaka, Borishal, Khulna, Mimensing, Rajshahi, and Sylhet. During the same period, 1,238 more children across the country developed measles-like symptoms, reflecting the continued rapid spread of the outbreak. Since 15th of March, Bangladesh has recorded 57 laboratory-confirmed measles deaths and 279 deaths involving measles-like symptoms. Russia has announced a ceasefire in its ongoing war with Ukraine beginning today till May 10th during celebrations marking the 81st anniversary of the Soviet victory in World War II. We have a report.
The announcement was made by the Russian Defense Ministry following a decision by President Vladimir Putin. Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia might avoid displaying military equipment during its May 9 Victory Day parade because of fears of possible drone attacks over Moscow's Red Square. In response, Russian officials warned that any Ukrainian attack on Moscow during the parade could trigger a large missile strike on central Kyiv. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova also criticized Western countries over their stance on May 9 celebrations and accused them of distorting Soviet history. Russia also summoned the Armenian ambassador after Zelensky's remarks in Yerevan, saying it was unacceptable for Armenia to provide a platform for what Moscow called threats against Russia. For years, the Kremlin has used the Victory Day parade to showcase military strength and national pride. However, this year's parade will be held without tanks, missiles, and other heavy equipment for the first time in nearly two decades. Parades across the country have also been scaled down or cancelled, citing security concerns. Payal Sharma for World News.
In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 9 runs using DLS method in a rain hit match at the Ikana Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing 213 runs for victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 203 for 6 in 19 overs. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants scored 209 for 3 in 19 overs. Multiple rain interruptions reduced the match to 19 over a side affair, setting Bengaluru a DLS target of 213. Mitchell Marsh scored a dazzling 111 of 56 for Lucknow, while Rajat Patidar contributed 61 of 31 for Bengaluru. Mitchell Marsh was adjudged player of the match. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump warns Iran after American forces intercept attack on its destroyers exiting Strait of Hormuz. Saudi Arabia suspends U.S. military access to its bases and airspace. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri reviews India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership in Abu Dhabi. Nepal's Constitutional Council recommends Supreme Court Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma as country's next Chief Justice. Measles outbreak in Bangladesh kills 12 more children within 24 hours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.